This episode is brought to you by Splash Refresher. I believe in the three beverage rotation on my desk at all times. One for caffeinating, one for hydrating, and one for fun. But Splash, they spice it up by putting the fun and hydration in one. I don't have to dread my 8 cups of water a day. I just drink Splash and like it. My flavor that I've been enjoying the most lately is the wild berry. Keep one on your desk. You'll be hydrated in no time. Find Splash Refresher today on Amazon and Instacart or at your local Walmart, Sam's Club, or Kroger.
Betches Media presents
Ha Ha Laugh Funny
Mention It All, a Bravo by Betches podcast.
We don't say that, but now we said it.
With Dylan Hafer.
Who gonna check me, boo?
And Barry Rosenfeld.
I need to start drinking alcohol.
Now go to sleep, wee.
Hey everyone, welcome back to the Mention It All podcast. I'm Dylan Hafer.
And I'm Barry Rosenfeld. Happy Friday.
Happy Friday. We made it to the end of the week. We had a great interview with Captain Glenn from Below Deck Sailing Yacht yesterday. That's going to be out on Monday, just in time for the season premiere. It sounds like it's going to be a fun season. And also, I need Captain Glenn to be like my uncle or my... So I need him to be in my life because he is the nicest, most sweet man.
Yeah, guys, I just have to let you know that I got hired on the spot to be on his next crew. Dylan was laughing. I was like smiling ear to ear the entire time. Like this was like my favorite interview we've done. He's very nice and very cool. And I'm excited for you guys to listen.
For sure. And I'm excited for Sailing Yacht. I feel like it's the season of Below Deck was like, by the end, I was kind of ready for it to be over and like move on to something new. So yeah, hopefully it's a good season. It sounds like it will be.
Yeah, and today we're talking about our good old summer house, Franz. Last night was packed. I'm thinking that after this last night's episode, we're going to be moving on from the Luke Hannah Sierra drama, love triangle. I'm thinking it's like settled now, but I could be wrong.
I would love for it to be settled. I'm not so confident that we're fully at the end of it. I feel like there's going to be some more movement between Sierra and Luke because they kind of are still not on great terms. But so let's not get ahead of ourselves. So we start the episode. It's, you know, basically chaos from the week before. Like everyone's in a bad place. And Sierra and Hannah are pretty much on the same page where Sierra is like, I don't want to be even friends with Luke if he treats you, who he says is a friend, if he treats you like that. And I didn't necessarily anticipate that Sierra and Hannah were going to be so on the same page about this. I thought they were going to kind of be at odds more. So that's nice to see. But then, of course, you know, they still have their back and forth with Luke throughout the episode.
Yeah, I mean, I don't really see Sierra and Hannah being like friends, but I agree where they're on the same page with what's going on. But to be honest, because we have to talk about this, when Hannah and Luke had their conversation outside, it went smoothly. But like we say this with every situation like this, it should have happened sooner. So like this could have happened like the first night they saw each other or second maybe, but it happened. It ended. They're like on the same page. There were tears from both sides. Luke's to me seemed a little forced, but that's okay. He still showed some emotion, but he was explaining to Hannah that like he loves her in like as a person, like she's his person, like his really good friend, which when someone actually has feelings for you, that's probably not the right term to use because
yeah, I wish he would stop
with your head.
I wish he would stop saying he loves her. I understand where he's coming from with that, but I think if I were in that situation, I wouldn't really want to hear that. I would want a little more distance and a little more separation. And I know they're in the house together. They don't want to be on bad terms with each other, but I think it would be a better strategy from Luke's angle to be like, look, I care about you as a person. Like, I think maybe we can have some distance or whatever. Like, we don't have to, you know, have this like intense personal time with each other. I feel like the word love is just like not advisable in this situation. But I appreciate that they finally kind of come to an understanding about the fact that they do care for each other and they don't want to have this tension in the house. because I mean, let's face it, this is the fourth episode of the season. I think you and I are both on the same page that it feels a little bit like, okay, we've done this. Let's move on. I understand that, you know, it's not like I never want to hear Luke's name again, but I don't want the whole season to just be like, Luke's having a conversation with Hannah, then Luke's having a conversation with Sierra, then he's going back to Hannah. And it's just, we need to get off the ride. And I feel like this week, finally, we got to a place where it's like, okay, I think it's settling down. I like that Sierra's in the hot tub and she's like, no, I don't really want to talk to you right now. I'm curious whether they will end up kind of getting back together in any sense.
Yeah, I think she's mature in general, but in the way where she's like, I'm going to let you and Hannah solve your issues first before I jump back in and make it complicated. But here comes the drama. So I feel that we've seen this before where Hannah and Luke settled their beef, whatever, but Hannah didn't fill in Amanda. So that's the backstory. And usually when something like this happens, you like let your girlfriends know. But to me, it was like, this is just my perspective. It looked like Hannah was just like so happy her and Luke were cleared up because like he's her good friend that like she didn't feel the need to say anything to her girlfriends. So like, oh my God, this whole scene stressed me out. They had like a house meeting. Because Kyle has OCD, which so do I. So I get it. He had a house meeting about tasks and cleaning and whatnot. But my issue with Kyle doing this is that if you have a problem with one person, then tell that one person. Like, don't make it a house meeting and not call out the person. Do you know what I'm saying? Like,
I know what you're saying, but I actually don't think it was only directed at Hannah. I think
it wasn't. That's what I'm saying. It wasn't at all. But I'm saying if he felt that way about Hannah, he could have said, Hannah, like, can you do a better job of taking the trash? But he didn't do that, which I think also is where it exploded.
I think there were a few people in the house though that kind of fell under this category of people that weren't kind of pulling their weight in terms of keeping the house clean. And I think because of kind of maybe some other stuff that had been simmering, but also just because of kind of the dynamic that was already between the two of them, Hannah took it as like a direct attack on her. And I think, I mean, I don't think there's any question that this was blown out of proportion. Like the level it got to, and it was just so unnecessary. But I mean, I think that's not only Hannah's fault. I think Kyle also is not the best at keeping his cool in a confrontational situation. And I think it's hard. Like, I mean, we all know people, we've probably all been that person who isn't so good at taking criticism or at, you know, just like having an honest conversation about something like that. I remember growing up, my sister and I shared a bathroom. And there were times where I was like so scared to ask her if she could just like put another toilet paper roll in the, you know, in the like canister in the bathroom. Yeah. Because it's just like those little things you get so in your head about, like, you know, some people just, if you ask the wrong way or at the wrong moment, like you just don't know kind of what you're going to get in response. And I think Kyle got more than he bargained for with this conversation. Splash Refreshers are the delicious zero-calorie beverage I'm reaching for again and again when I'm feeling thirsty for something flavorful. I believe in the three beverage rotation on my desk at all times. One for caffeinating, one for hydrating, and one for fun. But Splash spices it up by putting the fun and hydration in one. I don't have to dread my 8 cups of water a day. I just drink Splash and like it. Lately, my go-to office beverage has been the Splash Wild Berry flavor. It's so nice to just put a few in the fridge at the beginning of the week, grab one whenever you want something nice and refreshing. It's just the right amount of flavor, just the right amount of sweetness. You know the vibes. When you want something refreshing, when you want something hydrating, Splash is the perfect thing to reach for. It perfectly blends refreshing fruit flavors with just a little bit of sweetness, all with zero sugar and zero calories. And it's available in 5 craveable flavors. Wild Berry, that's my favorite, Acai Grape, Pineapple Mango, Lemon, and Mandarin in Orange. It's there to satisfy your need for hydration with a little flavor. Consider your hydrated self thriving. Find Splash Refresher today on Amazon and Instacart or at your local Walmart, Sam's Club, or Kroger.
I do have to say, though, I agree with Hannah where she was like, I don't drunk eat. Therefore, I'm not cleaning the kitchen at 3 a.m. Like, that's not my problem. I like got what she was saying with that. But the trash, like, she did volunteer for that. And you can't just like, or if you put it down to the side, like she does, be like, guys, I'm just putting it here. I'm taking it down later. But you just see her like dropping it and leaving it like as if no one's gonna notice.
Yeah, I'm curious if that was the editors being shady or if she really was never taking out the trash, because they only show footage of her like leaving the trash at various places in the house, and there's not one clip of her like walking outside with the trash bag.
Right.
I feel like that was like a little bit of shady editing, most likely, but right, it's not like Hannah's the only one who needs to be cleaning the whole house, but I think it kind of boiled down to that. And you know, Hannah kind of goes for the low blow and says to Amanda, you know, you can let him yell at you, but he's not yelling at me. And then she's like, she tells Paige, which this, when she came back to the table and said to Paige, he's insecure about his relationship, that line was so obviously dubbed over after the fact, because it just, I've noticed this on Summer House sometimes, like when somebody's facing away from the camera or something, you'll hear a line that's like so clear and it's like, oh, they went back and re-recorded that. But it was just like funny.
I know exactly what you're saying. Like it was almost as, it sounded as if she was in her interview, like that we heard it that clear. Like it wasn't muffled behind right. Paige's ear. Like I know what you're, which, I know what you mean, but I
by
agree,
the way, if
I
you're don't, like, if that's like rocking your world, crazy. They do that on all of these shows. It's not like super shady. Yeah. It's just like, yeah, if the microphone didn't pick it up right or something, it's just like funny when you catch up.
I mean, do we not remember Vanderpump Rules where Ariana literally redid a scene and she had a different length hair? Like
her like meeting with LVP.
It happens all the time. But so it kind of, exactly, Hannah just constantly brings up their relationship, which I do have to, you know, that's, it had nothing to do with that. So I don't know why it went there, but Amanda got really upset. But that's what I was saying earlier, where she was kind of just mad that she didn't know about Luke and Hannah's conversation. So it kind of like stemmed from that. And it is kind of awkward that her fiance and her friend were yelling at each other. But then when Hannah did say that line, like, I'm sorry, that would freak, I would be so mad too. But Hannah, I don't think Amanda threw a glass. I think she threw her drink. Like she threw her drink at Hannah, and it happened to have been hard plastic. It wasn't a glass.
I mean, obviously, this is all, it comes down to like semantics and how you want to refer to it. But I do think it was a plastic cup that wasn't going to break.
Correct.
And also, I don't know. I mean, it's a little hard to tell because they have this walkout basement and Hannah had kind of gone inside and she threw it inside the door. We didn't have the angle of seeing if she really threw it at Hannah, like, physically, or if she just kind of like threw it in the direction that happened to be where Hannah was. So it's, I don't know if she really like was trying to like hit Hannah with the glass. I think it's, my first reaction was that it was more kind of like out of frustration, just like throw the cup. But I mean,
towards the person who said that. But honestly, if I were that, I would see red too. I agree with Paige. If that was me, I would throw a lot more than that cup if someone did what Hannah did. Like she whispered it in front of me and walked away. Hell no.
I think that, and the aftermath of this was so interesting because we saw everyone kind of splinter off into their little factions. And interestingly enough, we see Paige kind of taking Amanda's side, or at least being really sympathetic to Amanda and kind of talking with her, and Hannah's more off with Sierra, and we have you know, Kyle is talking to Carl. Like it's very split off, and I thought it was really interesting
and
that
the whole
Paige,
house was crying.
Yeah, I thought it was interesting that Paige right away was more so comforting Amanda, because in that situation, honestly, I get why Hannah was angry and upset, but for Amanda, like coming at her relationship is way more personal than coming at taking out the trash.
100%. It was, like you said earlier, a low blow. Like it didn't have to go there. And like, she was trying to hurt Kyle, but she hurt Amanda too. And that's a difference. Like,
right.
You know,
and it's interesting. It's interesting because this is like 15 minutes after Amanda has already said that she was like a little put off by the fact that Hannah didn't tell her about what happened with Luke. So it's like,
right.
you know, theoretically, Amanda's thinking they're supposed to be close friends. And now twice in one episode, she feels like Hannah has done something kind of to lessen their friendship. So, I don't really blame her.
Kyle goes, "You're not coming to my wedding." And Amanda goes, "Our wedding." But she didn't say anything. Like he was, yeah. And then he was like, "You're a 39-year-old." And Kyle was like, "I'm 38. Like, watch it. Watch the numbers there.
Yeah, it is funny. Clearly, some people in this cast have some insecurities about getting older. Next week, we're going to see Lindsay's birthday. And I love the foreshadowing this week that we so can nervous. Just tell that Stravi is not going to knock it out of the park with Lindsay's birthday and anniversary. Talk about a couple that's been doomed since the first episode.
Totally. She was giggling though when they went on their little outing to the beach, and she was like, she like knew he was almost set up for failure because they became dating like a week before her birthday. She's like, "Well, then you shouldn't have asked me at that." She was like, "I knew it was coming."
I also, when she was like, "Paige, what did you do for your first anniversary?" And she's like, "Oh, we were broken up."
Oh God.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are just as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They're milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Spring has sprung, and that means it is time for some spring cleaning. Whether that means stocking up on cleaning supplies or swapping out your winter clothes for new spring ones, make sure you are using Ibotta to get real cash back with every purchase. Ibotta is a free app that gives you the most cash back every time you shop on hundreds of items, from groceries to beauty supplies to toys, so you can make sure you're shopping smarter, not harder, no matter what you are purchasing. The average Ibotta user earns $256 per year. That could cover the cost of a spring wardrobe refresh, a new warm weather bedding set, or a flight for that summer getaway you've been eyeing. Other apps, they give you points that don't amount to much. But with Ibotta, you just add your offers in the app, upload your receipt, and you get real cash that you can cash out to your bank account, PayPal, or gift cards. Join the over 50 million users and earn cash back every time you shop from over 2,700 brands and retailers, including all your favorite grocery stores, Lowe's, Macy's, Sephora, Best Buy, and more. Right now, Ibotta is offering our listeners $5 just for trying by using the code MENTION when you register. Just go to the App Store or Google Play Store and download the free Ibotta app to start earning cash back and use code MENTION. That's Ibotta in the Google Play or App Store and use code MENTION.
So we have to talk about the last couple minutes of the episode. Super emotional. Carl gets the news that his brother passed away from an overdose. They really just put it at the end. We didn't get a lot of details, but seeing him go to Lindsay's room first thing in the morning and just the hug that they share, I mean, Carl and Lindsay's relationship, I feel like, is the backbone of this show. And I'm glad that he has her in the house. We don't know kind of what's going to happen moving forward from here. But that moment was just so heartbreaking.
I mean, that was very, very raw and emotional. I was actually, it was very different to see that on the show. And like, that's very real life. And I was hysterical. Like, we even talked to Carl and Lindsay a few weeks ago in our interview, mm-hmm. and he, you know, he mentioned it, but to see that on camera, it was very hard for someone who didn't even know him to watch that. So yeah, my heart breaks for him and his family, and that's just awful. But I agree. I think that him going to Lindsay, he just needed that comfort. And I hope that the rest of the house, which I'm assuming they did comfort him, everyone is there for him and lifting him up. And
yeah, especially after seeing them celebrate his mom's wedding on a couple weeks ago, you know, this house, I feel like they all care for Carl. And you know, it's a horrible situation that nobody would want to be in. But
me and my me and my friends in my group chat, we talk about Carl. I was like, Carl 2.0 is like amazing. I mean, Carl's always been great on the show, but this new and improved Carl.
Yeah, he looks great. He seems to have a great attitude. And obviously he is, you know, had to go through some tough stuff, but he seems like he's in a great place. And it also made me happy to see Bravo was posting about resources for people struggling with substance abuse, and a lot of the cast posted they did a fundraiser to support, you know, I can't remember what cause it was for, but something related to substance abuse. So it's nice to see the community kind of rallying around Carl and around something that is such a big issue. But yeah, I mean, Summer House is really, really just bringing us the whole gamut of emotions. We're laughing, we're crying, and we're angry. And we're only four episodes in, so there's a lot more to come.
I was like, there's a lot more to go. Like a lot. I don't even think we're like halfway through the summer, but I'm excited to see what else is to come. And Fridays are like very light and fun and airy.
I know.
Just catch a chat, but I'm just super excited for Monday. I don't know if I'd ever thought I'd hear myself say that, but
yeah. So don't forget, Monday we have our interview with Captain Glenn, and we will also be recapping Atlanta like a normal Monday. So it's going to be a jam-packed episode. In the meantime, don't forget to rate, review, subscribe, follow us on Instagram at Bravo by Betches. Have a great weekend and just be cool.
Don't be all like uncool.
Thank you to our sponsor, Splash Refresher. Meet the water beverage that loves self-care as much as you do. Just because you have to hydrate doesn't mean it has to be tasteless. Splash Refresher makes hydration deliciously easy. Splash perfectly blends refreshing fruit flavors with just a little bit of sweetness, all with zero sugar and zero calories. I am going to go grab myself a wild berry splash now that I am done recording, and you should too. Consider your hydrated self thriving. Find Splash Refresher today on Amazon and Instacart or at your local Walmart, Sam's Club, or Kroger.
Betches.